The Senate will be in order. Will everyone in the Senate and the galleries please rise for the prayer by the Reverend Stephen George, and would you please remain standing for the Pledge of Allegiance to the flag.
Proverbs 16:3 says, "Commit to the Lord whatever you do, and he will establish your plans." Almighty God, as we begin our session today, we pause to commit our work to you. We ask for your guidance and blessing on our deliberations and decisions. Establish our plans in a way that will be a blessing for all Missourians. We ask this in your holy name. Amen. Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Madam Secretary, would you please call the roll?
Senators Bean, Beck, Burnsketter, Black, Bratton, Brown 16, Brown 26, Berger, Carter, Searpoy, Coleman, Crawford, Fitzwater, Gregory 15, Gregory 21, Henderson, Huff, Hudson, Lewis, Lukemeyer, May, McCreary, Moon, Mosley, Nicola, Nurenbern, O'Loughlin, Roberts, Schnelting, Schroer, Trent, Washington, Weber, Williams.
A quorum being present, the Senate is now in session. Madam Secretary, would you please read the journal?
Journal of the Senate, second regular session.
Senator from Platt.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that further reading of the journal be dispensed with and the same be approved as though it hasn't been fully read.
All right. Thank you, Senator. You've heard the motion by the Senator from Platt that further reading of the journal be dispensed with and the same approved as though been having fully read. Does any senator desire to be heard? Hearing none, Senator, you're recognized to close.
I close.
All right. Those of the opinion, the motion shall prevail. Please say aye. Those to the contrary, please say no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. Next order of business is introduction of guest. Senator from Newton.
I'd like to introduce some guests to my left and to your right. If the body would please make them feel welcome. I have John, if they're over there standing already. John, James, and Rachel, please make them feel welcome.
All right, please welcome the special guest of the Senator from Newton. Any further introduction of guest? Petitions, memorials, and remonstrances. Resolutions. Senator from Lawrence.
I have three resolutions.
All right. Would you please send the resolutions forward? Do you care to explain any of the resolutions?
I would.
All right. Please proceed with the first resolution.
Mr. President, I don't remember which order I submitted these, so I'll just start with one and go through. Mr. President, I have been part of the Senate now for this is my fifth session. And I've noticed something that I thought might make a little bit of difference, not favoring one side or the other. But I've noticed that when the committees are formed, a chair of the committee is also appointed. And sometimes a chair might be one that is supported by all, sometimes not. Now, I've been fortunate to be a chair of a committee now for the second session. And I could say that I could be a recipient of a change in this procedure if this is implemented. What it would do is, when a committee is formed, allow the committee to get together and determine who the chair might be by a vote of the committee. And then if the chair does not act according to the best wishes of the committee, then they could have, by another consideration, elect another chair. I think that would also build camaraderie among both sides and also allow them to work cohesively and communicate better as a group. So that's one resolution. Would you like me to continue on the next one, Mr. President?
Please proceed, Senator.
Okay. Currently, in Rule 50, the referral of bills and appointments to the committee shall be made by the President pro tem, and no bill shall be considered for final passage unless it's been reported on by a committee and printed for the use of the senators. I'd like to add something to that, if the body would consider that the chair of the committee shall be authorized to report to the pro tem no more than three bills currently, as is the case, but also they could report more bills out of committee. What I've noticed is, and may have been noticed by other members, is that sometimes there are some good bills that are lagging left in the committee, and they could be reported and dealt with appropriately by the body if that were to happen. And I failed on one point, but I should have added to this one, and I'll do that in another resolution perhaps, that once these bills are reported out, they go directly to the calendar. And so nonetheless, I may do that at another time. The third resolution, Mr. President, has something to do with the camera, cameraman and camera lady that we have here. I'm not sure if they're both working for the Senate at this time. However, we often talk about we don't want to become like the House. But in this case, I think we need to become more like the House. And this is a House also. It's a House of the Senate. And there are folks who have commented to me for at least 5 years who have said, we like to listen to the debate in the Senate, but sometimes we can't tell who is speaking. And unless that member is identified by district number or the district, or someone might recognize their voice, it's hard to discern who might be speaking. And so I think it would behoove us to listen to our constituents. And we have what could become a live feed right here today, where it was reported to me, I think the figure was $180,000+ that it would take to set up a live feed. I think that's just dumb, actually. I don't think that fiscal note was provided by someone who wanted it to happen, because we've got the camera here already. If there needs to be a two-camera setup, then so be it. We could have a close-up and a wide view. I think it's a slap in the face to our constituents to say, look, you don't matter. And we're going to put a fiscal note so high that we won't do it. I think it's something that we should do and could do today or tomorrow. So I think we have the technology already set up where we could live stream, and it wouldn't cost, if there's any cost at all, it wouldn't be that much. So, Mr. President, I thank you for allowing me to present these two, and I may have some more to come.
All right. Thank you, Senator. And your three resolutions will be printed in the journal. Order of business is resolutions, concurrent resolutions, introduction of bills. Senator from Jefferson.
Bills, I'd like to send forward and ask for you to waive the reading.
All right. Well, do you care to explain the bills? We cannot waive the reading. No?
No, thank you.
Okay,
no,
thank you. Madam
necessary.
Secretary, would you please read the first bill?
Senate Bill Number 1548, offered by Senator Coleman, an act relating to discharging fluoride into water used for human consumption.
All right, please read the next bill.
Senate Bill Number 1549, offered by Senator Coleman, an act relating to administrative actions by state agencies.
The order of business is introduction of bills. I'm sorry, the senator from Dallas.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have a bill. No explanation needed at this time.
All right, please send the bill forward. And Madam Secretary, would you please read the bill?
Senate Bill Number 1550, offered by Senator Crawford, an act relating to certain declarations made to the Public Service Commission with penalty provisions.
All right, introduction of bills. Senator from Livingston.
I have one bill, no explanation required, but I would like to throw in the name Walt Disney.
Please read the bill, Madam Secretary.
Senate Bill Number 1551, offered by Senator Black, an act relating to a city transient guest tax.
Introduction of bills. Senator from 24th.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have a bill.
All right, please send the bill forward. Is any explanation needed?
Yes, briefly.
All right, please proceed.
Thank you. This proposed legislation creates provisions in which an electric utility shall cover a consumer's loss of goods, such as food or medication, due to a power outage that lasts longer than 48 hours. Our monopoly utilities are obligated to provide reliable power, and when that power is not reliable, consumers should be made whole for what they lose. So obviously, when you think about the reasons you have electricity in your home, often it's to keep food safe and medications at a desirable temperature so they're most efficacious. So what this bill would do is it would allow for the consumers to have reimbursement for what is lost relating to medication, medication maintenance, and food. Thank you.
Thank you, Senator. Madam Secretary, would you please read the bill?
Senate Bill Number 1552, offered by Senator McCreary. An act relating to electric service interruption.
Order of business, introduction of bills. Senator from Saline.
I have a bill. No explanation necessary.
All right, please send the bill forward. And Madam Secretary, would you please read the bill?
Senate Bill Number 1553, offered by Senator Gregory of the 21st, an act relating to incentives for producing certain critical materials and pharmaceuticals.
Okay, order of business is introduction of bills. Senator from Livingston.
I haven't found another bill that I have. No explanation is required.
All right, please send the bill forward. Madam Secretary, would you please read the bill?
Senate Bill number 1554, offered by Senator Black, an act relating to community water system hydrant inspections.
Thank you. Order of business, introduction of bills. Senator from Platt.
Thank you, Mr. President. Without objection, the Senate will go to the order of business of announcements.
All right. Hearing no objection, the order of business will be announcements. Senator from Platt.
Thank you, Mr. President. For the benefit of the body, I'm going to be making a motion to prepare the House of Representatives to receive the governor's State of State address. When we return from the State of the State, we will adjourn for the day. All members should meet in the back of the Senate chamber as we are going to head directly over to the House after I make the motion.
All right. Senator from Platt.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that the Senate repair to the House of Representatives to receive the State of the State address from the Honorable Mike Kehoe, Governor of the State of Missouri.
All right. You've heard the motion by the Senator from Platt. All those in favor of that motion, please signify by saying aye. All those opposed, please say nay. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. The Senate shall stand in recess and repair to the House of Representatives to receive the State of the address from the Honorable Michael Kehoe, Governor of the great state of Missouri.